afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Waterford Township supervisors still believe that the intent of the original designers of their 1980 orderly annexation agreement with Northfield was that those payments go into perpetuity, said their attorney, Mike Curry, after learning a Dakota County judge's ruling favored the city of Northfield. Curry told KYMN yesterday afternoon that they were obviously disappointed. In 2010, then-council and Mayor Mary Rossing approved stopping payments to Waterford Township upon advice from City Attorney Chris Hood. Waterford continued to send a bill to the city. In 2014, then-Mayor Dana Graham appointed Councilors Erica Zweifel and David Ludischer to start working with Waterford to come to some form of agreement to end the dispute. In 2016, Administrator Martig and Graham were in negotiations and were close to agreeing to pay Waterford a lump sum of $50,000, but at the last minute, according to Graham, a Waterford supervisor would not agree. Waterford Township filed suit against Northfield in May of this year. The township has 60 days from notification to appeal the ruling. Curry said he'll meet with board supervisors in a closed session to discuss options, including appeal. There's been a big change since the midterm elections. How will that affect health care? Northfield Hospital and Clinic's CEO Steve Underdahl said there's talk of Medicare for All or extending Minnesota Care. The challenge is paying for it. He said there's essentially three buckets.
There's a bucket of folks that are in government programs that those government programs like Medicare and Medicaid oftentimes don't pay as much as it costs to provide the service. And then there's a third bucket, which you're probably in, and thank you so much, that pays for themselves and the other two buckets. This has been the weird pyramid sales house of cards that healthcare financing has been built on for two generations now.
Mm-hmm. He said changes to come could mean blowing it all up and starting over or taking incremental changes.
But I think there is an opportunity, if there's a will, to say, boy, there might be a better way as a society to do this.
Also challenging is finding any type of agreement in a split government that Minnesota has now that the House is Democrat while the Senate remains Republican. And the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism announced this morning the resignation of Todd Bornhauser as president of the organization, effective January 30th. Bornhauser, who's led the organization since October 2014, cited personal reasons for his resignation. He said, I thank the board for the opportunity to serve as president, adding, I enjoyed the chance to work in my hometown and feel we've made great strides in the time I've been here. The organization is well positioned to move forward with new leadership, and I'll do everything I can to ensure a smooth transition. Chamber Board of Directors Chair Martha Casper said, Todd's been a great asset to the Northfield community. When Todd joined the chamber 4 years ago, it's safe to say that the organization faced significant challenges. Todd helped to right the ship and is leaving the organization on stronger footing. He's decided it's time to pursue other opportunities, and we wish him the best in his future. The chamber serves as the voice of the Northfield area business community, advocating for business growth and development, promoting the community, and encouraging civic vitality. A committee will be formed immediately to begin the search for a new president. A job description and instructions for application will be available soon. Check their website, northfieldchamber.com, for updates in the coming weeks. KYMN will have Bornhauser on the air next week to talk about the 2019 Business Person of the Year selection and the annual meeting. We'll connect with him again before he exits the office for good. News from around the state is next.